We are returning to our series on John. We're going through the Gospel of John. We're up to chapter 6. A little bit of a review. Remember, Jesus had healed a paralyzed man. People were ecstatic. He went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. There he fed the 5,000. And people are ecstatic again, and we see in 6:15, chapter 6:15, when Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. So Jesus doesn't want any of that. But we're beginning the reading with verse 16. So John chapter 6, verse 16. If you've got that, that's great. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. And when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the water. Walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would bless the words of my mouth, meditations of our hearts. Lord, make this event real to us. Change our lives, Jesus. By the power of your Spirit, transform an area of our life. We offer ourselves to you. Shine on us, Jesus, and give us the power to be the people you made us to be. In Christ's name we pray, amen and amen. This morning in our series of John, we come across an amazing and a relevant miracle of Jesus, the miracle of the walking on the water. And it asks us a core question of you and me. What are you afraid of? What deep down makes you real nervous and you're afraid of? Question number 2, it asks, how do we break through those fears? Now you remember the background of the miracle. Jesus had fed the multitude with the loaves and the fishes, and the crowd went wild. And what was the result of the crowd going wild? Jesus goes up to the mountain to pray. He gets away from them. 2 things here. 1, Jesus needed to reject the call of the crowd. He didn't need them to make him king. They wanted to make him some kind of an earthly ruler, an earthly king, a Messiah in their own making. And so he was saying no. On no uncertain terms. He was saying no to that. And he goes up and he prays. You know, sometimes we need to walk away from the demands of people. Even family. Demands of the crowd. Demands of our culture. And say yes to the Lord. Have you ever said no to an invitation or a demand of somebody else? I hope so. Sometimes we need to do that. 2, we need to spend time alone with God just like Jesus did. He just needed to be close to the Lord. We have a need for that, don't we? We need to be close to the Lord. Bit more background here. He has just been told that his cousin, John the Baptist, has been beheaded by Herod. And so Jesus here has just experienced news of tragedy and loss, just like we do from time to time. Tragedies come into our lives. We experience losses. Can you relate to that? And when we have those experiences, just like Jesus, we need to get closer to God. Don't we, though? So he sends his disciples back across the Galilee from the east back up to the northwest in a rowboat. These are fishermen. Must have been a big rowboat. And what happens? What comes along? A storm, right? A storm is impending. Now, these are seasoned fishermen, but it says in the scripture they were afraid because a dangerous storm was coming along and it was getting dark. Did that ever happen to you? You know, you're driving along and you see you're going to go into a storm. Sky's dark. Rain's coming down heavy. Wind's blowing like anything. You know, sometimes we disobey God. Each one of us calls sin. We disobey God. We don't want to have anything to do with God. We want to do something our way. We know a little better than God. And what comes along in our life? Storms, right? Absolutely. Life gets messed up when we do things our way instead of God's way. Relationships get messed up. Friendships get messed up. Things at work get messed up. Jonah in the Bible is a perfect example of that. He disobeyed God, and you know what happened to Jonah. What happened to Jonah, Frank? He goes into a storm and he gets swallowed by a big fish. Big as a whale. All right. Sometimes you and I do things God's way. We do things God's way, and storms still come along in our life. Do you ever notice that? You know, what did I do to deserve this? You know? The reality is obedience to God doesn't prevent storms from coming in our lives. But closeness to God in the midst of a storm, whatever that storm is, financial or whatever, a relationship storm, some kind of storm, getting close to God gives us the power to overcome that storm. It gives us security within the storm. The winds are howling around us, but somehow we feel protected by, we're in the hand of God. Amen? And what happens? Those experiences build our trust in God. There's a reason. They build our faith. They build our trust in God. They strengthen us when these storms come, even when we're doing things God's way. Now, if you were to go to Matthew's gospel tells us it's 3 a.m. and the storm is coming up. And the apostles are trying to outrow the storm. They are really giving it one mighty tug. I don't know, but I remember, this is a side story that I don't know. I was in Istanbul and I was going across the Galata Bridge. And there was a guy who took you across the water, the Golden Horn, by rowboat. And I was amazed at his arms. They were like this. He was like Popeye. Unbelievable strength from rowing. And I imagine those apostles rowing. And they're getting tired. And they're not going faster than the storm. It's coming in. And then the storm hits their little boat. And the waves are smashing up against it, and the water's coming on into the boat. And something amazing, amazing happens in verse 19. They saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. Wow. How would you have felt if you saw Jesus walking across the sea towards you in the boat? Amazed? Overjoyed? I don't know how you'd feel. How did they feel? Because in the scripture, they were terrified. They were scared to death. The Phillips translation of the Bible says they were scared out of their wits. I'd like to see what the Message says about what they were. But can you picture it? They see Jesus walking on the waves and they think it's a ghost. Scared to death. A couple of thoughts here. Their fear kept them from recognizing Jesus. Their fear kept them from recognizing that Jesus was right there. You know, sometimes I'm so scared in the middle of a storm that I can't see Jesus is there. Does that happen to you? I don't feel God when I'm in a bad situation. I know, I just don't feel God. Maybe, you know, you get a particular illness, or somebody gets fired, or something bad happens, and you don't feel God. Fear or pain can take over. Now, I hear people say so often, I'm in the middle of the problem and I feel like God is far away. He's forgotten me. Why is that? It's because fear keeps us from recognizing God's presence. Fear prevents us from recognizing His presence. And then there's fear of Jesus. Is anybody ever afraid of Jesus? Absolutely. Sure. Sometimes people are reluctant to receive Christ into their life as Savior. Why? Why are they reluctant to receive Christ into their life? Because they're afraid. They're afraid of Jesus. What's He going to do? Is He going to judge me? Is he going to punish me for that thing I did when I was 12 years old or whatever it was? Is He going to punish me finally? Is He going to ruin my life? Jesus said to the apostles, "It is I. Be not afraid." One of the most often repeated commandments of the Lord. Be not afraid. Wow. And that commandment comes up and up again. And then what happens to the apostles? Jesus gets into the boat. The storm is stilled immediately. And immediately it says they reach the shore. Things can go so smoothly when we let Jesus into the picture. Amen? Things kind of work out when you say, "Jesus, I'm going to give you this problem. This is way too much for me. I don't know how this thing is going to get resolved." Give it to Jesus. It's amazing how things work out, how storms pass. What are you afraid of? What scares you? Death? Illness? Finances? Jesus is calling you to trust Him with your fears. Now, last thing here. Jesus begins to move us away from our fears. And that's literally what He did. He got into the boat and they moved quickly. It says immediately to the other side. He got them out of there. To the other side, to their destination. And here's where I want to focus. Sometimes we look at fear from the dark side. We tend to look at fear from the dark side. We think, this is going to overcome us. You ever feel like that? This is going to completely overcome us. We're going to be ruined. Why did God allow this to come into my life? But there's another side to your fears. Listen to this. When we allow Christ to enter into that fear, to begin to break down that fear by Jesus' power, He's able to take those places of fear in our lives and transform them. When we face our fears with the power now of Jesus Christ, which we receive through prayer by opening up ourselves to Him, when we receive His power and the power of the Holy Spirit, we find that we are able, with God's power, to deal with these fears. We find peace and confidence that we never dreamed was possible in our life. I know that's true for me. And if you allow Jesus into your fears, some of you will find a ministry that will change the world. Were you a little nervous about Moses going to Rwanda? No, you weren't. Okay. There's always somebody there to mess it up, isn't there? No, but I'm glad you weren't. All right. Praise God. Have faith. Have faith. Allow Jesus to bring you face to face with those fears and to the other side of those fears. And I'm not saying that all your fears will be gone, that every now and then, you know, after a storm is over, the thunder still rumbles, you know, the clouds are still churning around. But instead of being on the fear side of life and your experience, you're on the faith side. And that's what I'm calling us to make that step from the fear side to the faith side. And you'll see your fears in a new way. All right. When you face the storm in life, let Jesus into your boat. Let Him into your boat, whatever you're afraid of. Let Him into your situation, into your life. And face your fears with Him. And the storms will pass. I'm sure if I asked you for testimonies, I'd have a whole number of people here who will be able to tell you how a storm passed in their life when they started trusting the Lord. And you will move ahead in life in a new and creative way. Let's pray. Lord God, each one of us, one time or another, faces a tremendous fear. Maybe it's a result, a test result back from the doctor. It's cancer. It's hard. And we're scared. Maybe it's jobs are being laid off. Maybe it's the economy. Maybe it's something with our child or relative or grandchild. Maybe it's a problem with spouse. Whatever it is. But fear enters the picture. And a storm is coming. We might try to outrun that, Lord. We might try to run away from it. We may try to anesthetize it. But there it is. Is the fear real? Yes. Are there dangers real? Very likely. Something bad is happening or going to happen. But Lord, we invite You into our life and into our boat. And we just spend a little time with You, Jesus. And we ask that we might have
a power that only you can give, an insight, a faith, a hope that only you can give by the power of your resurrection from the dead. Whew. And I pray that we may face our fears and get through our storms. And I believe that as we do that, and when we do that, we will face a creative and new beginning in our life. Jesus promises that. He will do that if you trust in Him. Amen and amen.